Thanks for joining me, my friends. Racing, Hollywood Bets, Gravel on the turf. Well, eight races on the turf, two on the poly. We commence on the poly and we finish on the poly track. It's a great meeting in KZN. Just a reminder, having a look at the winning form, because I see the competition started the 1st of May, ends on the 31st of July. So ends 31st of July. Take note of that. The final draw will be on the 1st of August. So that's round the corner. I'm talking about the chance to win three polos with Hollywood Bets. It doesn't stop there too. R250,000 in betting vouchers, compliments of Hollywood Bets. It's all to be won. So get on to that if you haven't tried already. First race then, on the big day, the Marshalls World of Sport over 1,600 metres is off at 12.20. Don't forget about your Champion Punters Challenge selections to get those in, and you've got that bet feature that'll pop up if you want to invest a few rand. If you find a few winners, you could be in the pound seats. Okay, so the first race off at 12.20. We start with a swirl, in my opinion, and we end with a bigger swirl. But the first race is wide, wide open. Currently, www.hollywoodbets.net, they are betting as follows. Gentleman's Wager opened at 5.56 to 1, is now 3.57 to 1. Is the seven-year-old. Ndlamo, number four, is at 5 to 1. 11 Silvano's Timer is next best in the betting. That opened 5.56 to 1, has actually eased through sixes, is now on offer at 6.25 to 1. Look for Hounds, number two, is at 7.14 to 1. You can take out those reserves, 13, 14, and 15, take no part. 13, 14, 15 are scratched. First race on the programme, this all Silvano's Timer. Keegan DeMello has the ride for Dean Cunnamare. I thought should run well enough. His best runs have been on the poly. Hasn't missed the first three in three attempts. So my point of view was that Silvano's Timer should run into the money at least. Silvano's Timer, a place, is just under 9 to 10. Then you've got others. Certainly there are many that are in with a chance to dance, plenty with chances, as a certain commentator would say. Going through those, I'm going to pick out another roughie who could possibly make its way into the quartet, I thought, although that one is now glued to the bottom of the boards at 16.67 to 1, and that is Savannah Storm. I gave that an outside chance at a big price. Savannah Storm shows pace. A dark horse in the race, I thought, was the 6 Reunion. Reunion, maybe one to keep an eye on. It is the poly debut. And if you look at Reunion's last run, it wasn't too bad behind Xavier. And we know Reunion can run a little bit on his day. So that may just be the surprise package in the first race. But Silvano's Timer, number 11, is top of the pops, in my book at least. But there is better racing to come. Maybe not so competitive later. We go on to the second, which is the first leg of the Bipot. Now, the favourite, Gobsmacked, is quoted at 1.67 to 1. Gobsmacked won very well. Turfantine inside track has won 2 from 2, 3 lengths, 3 1/4 lengths, and must be a major contender in the second race on the card after waltzing in. But from my point of view, I thought value in this race could be the 1.9 a place, just under 2 to 1, a horse called Antigua Knight, number 2 on the programme. Was slow last time, ran on, was the 4th fastest finisher. Of course, that form line ties in with the likes of Ride On, who is number 10, had to switch last time out. The 12, Bevy's Delight, is another, and also the 3, Only Hearts. Totally Rocks is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. Two fine victories at Scottsville since the addition of the tongue tie. Must have some kind of a chance. I see that Totally Rocks is at 4 to 1. On the Hollywood Bets website, is actually shortened in from 5 to 1. But I am going with the 6 Gobsmacked in front of the 2 Antigua Knight. And when we move through this card, there will be 3 or 4 horses mentioned in various forms of betting. And this is the place bet. This is the first of them, the place bet, number 2, Antigua Knight, in race 2. From the Bipots, we go on to the third and the start of the place accumulator. Get those PAs on, by 13.35. Having a look at the exchanges, Mercantor is at a price of just over 18 to 10. You then got the three Ridge Runner, they renew rivalry at a price of 4 to 1. After that, Former Gear is at 4.55 to 1. Now, Craig Zacke is aboard. He was aboard this horse first time out of the race. He's actually at the course, won very well. Former Gear beating Geronimo by 3.60 lengths. After that, runs sixth behind Cousin Casey, was right up with the pace, didn't find any extra, but drops in trip to the sixth furlong. I thought that's a stable I really respect too. The Peter Musket Yard had a very strong hand in this race. The likes of Former Gear, number four. They've got Ocean Time, number six. And over the page, Captain Bombshell, who is ridden by Gavin Loreen. And I thought that was also a danger. Look, we've got to take our chances. The favourite, I'm not that keen on the favourite. Number five, Mercantor at 18 to 10. I'm going with the four, Former Gear, in front of the stable companion, number eight, Captain Bombshell. Then the five, Mercantor, and the other Musket Runner, number six, Ocean Time. 4.856 in race three. Former Gear, as I say, 4.55 to 1. A win currently, and around 8 to 10, just over that, with Hollywood Bets a placing. Don't forget, of course, on the day, although we've got big fields, but in every race, you can have four places with Hollywood Bets. Pick six time in race four. You know the drill. There's a carryover $2 million. They are estimating a pool of $12 million on the afternoon for us to look forward to. So be on by 14 hours 15, the scheduled off time. I like this horse, Time for Orchids, who is a joint favourite of 3.57 to 1. Time for Orchids and Bless My Stars, sheer favouritism. Time for Orchids last time out was 11th at the 400. Ran on very, very strongly to run into third. This one from the Sean Terry Yard, Keegan DeMello. That's going to be my first choice in front of the eight, None Other, who I thought won very well last time out from the Lucky Huda Larkus Yard. Then I suppose we have to respect number five, who won so convincingly. Bless My Stars, first time out of the races, absolutely doddled in to win by 6¼ lengths. And then after that, the two, Hold My Hand. It didn't beat much last time out, but could only win. Now, if you go to Time for Orchids, you will see the first win, the first victory of a horse called Flower Bomb. That form line, the horses that ran second, third and fourth have come out and won. Beat a horse called Light of Day on that occasion by 6 lengths. And none other last time out beat Light of Day by 4¼. By the way, in the winning form, if you go to the front of the winning form, you'll get the personality of the week. Paul Peter is absolutely high-flying. He's got comments on all his runners. He says about this horse of his, Bless My Stars, a rather positive comment too. Let me just go to that and just read that one. You can have a look at the rest for yourselves. I'm sure they'll be widely published. This is a very impressive filly. We are throwing her in the deep end from a decent draw. She has shown enough and deserves her place here. She will continue to improve. She is one for the notebook. So we certainly have got a respect there. But I am going in the fourth with number three, Time for Orchids. We move on to race five, the Grade One Premier's Champion Stakes over a mile. Now, Cousin Casey is in very good form. Cousin Casey is reeling off those victories, is quoted at 4 to 1. Now I'm going to get on to an each-way bet. Let's hope I'm right. My each-way bet for the afternoon is a horse called Laguna Verde, number five on the card, who came from last time out. Was beaten 2.30 lengths by Cousin Casey. Was drawn 12 of 14. Was carried out of the 450-metre mark. Go and have a look at that run. I thought it was a very, very nice run. And I think this is a big contender in race five. So I'm going with the five, Laguna Verde, the nine, Cousin Casey, then the two, Royal Victory, and the one on the card, Quantum Theory, 5.921 in race five. That will take us on to race six, the Grade One Mercury Sprint, the sixth race on the program. R3 million is what they are suggesting we could see in the quartet after that was boosted by a carryover of 500,000. Captain's Ransom is 2.27 to 1. Master Archie is 3.57 to 1. Elysian Chief, representing the Lensleys and owners, 6.25 to 1. A place there, 8 to 10. I just think Elysian Chief will finish in the money. So I'm going with the 5 Elysian Chief in front of the 8 Master Archie, the 10 on the card, William Robertson. 5, 8, 10 for me in race 6. Now we're going to start moving on to some rather hot favourites. The 7th race, Marshall's World of Sport Gold Cup over 3,200 metres, should be run at 5 minutes past 4. Now Hollywood have had a fantastic season, the Syndicate. They are on 99 winners at the time of recording, although they have got a few to come in PE. Now they've got a very nice staying type here in the form of Black Thorn, who is at 4 to 1. I see on the Hollywood website open 4.5, 5 to 1. Excuse me, went to 5 to 1, is now into 4 to 1. Nebras knows all about winning this race at a price of 5 to 2. Aragosta was a trifle unlucky, could have finished closer in the Hollywood Bets Derby in July, is quoted at 3.57 to 1. Basically, I think this will go very much the way of form. I am going with the 4 Nebras, from the 5 Black Thorn, the 7 Aragosta, and the 12 I wouldn't leave out, Shangani. So 4, 5, 7, 12 in race 7. Not predicting any kind of upset there. Race 8, the Hong Kong Jockey Club Whirlpool Champions Cup is run over 1,800 metres. Our friend Ashwin Reynolds, the heart is with Ashwin, the head is firmly with Jet Dark. In fact, I'm going to go with Jet Dark, in my book at least, as the best bet on the card. So I'm with Jet Dark and Richard Faree, last year's victor, in front of Comedy Dung, the 4, and that's it, as they're priced up 1.43 to 1, 2.86 to 1, that duo. That's race 8. We've still got races 9 and 10 to come as my camera person gets excited and thinks I'm about to wrap up. So race 9 on the card, the Grade 2 Gold Bracelet, is run over 2,000 metres. Marina, Candice Bass Robinson's had a fantastic season. All the respect in the world. Pink Tourmaline, though, I think could be a little bit of a danger. And those are going to be my 2 in race 9. So we're going with a number of favourites as we progress to the latter part of the card. We'll have the slide at the ends. Now we move on to race 10. Now, I know myself, Rhett Butler said it best. Quite frankly, I don't give a damn. Well, quite frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. A race 10 on the card I thought was an absolute swirl. But I suppose I'm obligated to put forward some kind of a selection. Hopefully by the time race 10 comes, we have made some money and we're just having a little bit of a fun. A little bit of fun in race 10. Now, there's not much to choose between them, as the betting would suggest. After the Rain, 3.57 to 1, number 3, 9. Anna Capri, 3.57 to 1. Issy Vungu Vungu is at 4.55 to 1, representing Hollywood. Richard Faree has a ride. I just thought a little bit of work to do at the weights. So I'd probably go with the 3, After the Rain, with the 4, Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant's at 12.5 to 1. I thought that could run a place. So those two, 3 and 4. Then the 6, Danila Danilovic, is also at a price. And the 5, Issy Vungu Vungu in race 10. Magic Tips page at the back, Gobsmacked, is given as the best bet on the programme. And the value bet for today is going to be race 6, number 10, William Robertson. Fantastic day's racing. We're all looking forward to Hollywood Bets Greyville. I'll see you next time. I hope we have a good one. Hit them hard, sunshines. All the best to you.